Brian, said Leo Conway, sticking his head around the corner of the breakfast buffet, we got a problem. I think you better see. Brian Zonsky, alpha of the Zonsky pack, such as it was, put down his plate of bacon, eggs, and waffles and followed Alpha Conway. Zonsky was the tiniest pack among the members of the Farm Group New York Wolves fraternity. At least it was the tiniest pack that hadn't merged with another pack. There were only his brother, sister-in-law, and two cubs besides Brian, and they weren't here yet. Brian was pretty much the least alpha around. The fact that Conway, a bear-shaped, jovial, powerful man with short hair, was seeking his help was something extraordinary. Writing these words to keep from losing control, it feels like I'm running from a nightmare attempting to consume my soul. I don't know how much longer this reality can last, drowning in my own sweat and tears, slowly losing my grasp. Calling your name, my voice falls upon deaf ears. It's like I'm trapped in a cage, surrounded by all my deepest fears. And I know, no matter where I run, there is no place for me to flee. All I can do is let out a silent scream and hope someone rescues me. Why can't I wake up from this? I don't know, it's just the way it is. Why can't I wake up from this dream? I don't know why things aren't always what they seem. Is this reality? It was in 1928 that Edmond Bordeaux-Zique first published his translation of Book One of the Essene Gospel of Peace, an ancient manuscript he had found in the secret archives of the Vatican as a result of limitless patience, faultless scholarship, and unerring intuition. A story told in his book, The Discovery of the Essene Gospel of Peace. The English version of this ancient manuscript.